Our scripture lesson for today comes from the 11th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, found in the New Testament. So let's prepare our hearts and minds to receive God's word with a few moments of silence, followed by a prayer for illumination. Let's bow together. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit instructs the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Keep in us the memory of all that Jesus said and did, and inspire this meditation time and our thoughts. May they be pleasing to you, O God, for we rejoice in you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen now and hear the scripture as it comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19, and then verses 25 to 30. Jesus is speaking to a very mixed crowd, and he says, "But to what will I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The title of this message is "Come to Jesus." And I wonder, do the words "weary" or "worn out" describe your life? Do you ever feel like you're simply bone tired and have reached the end of your rope, and there simply isn't enough rope left with which to tie a knot and hold on for dear life? Have your life burdens weighed so heavily upon you that you have become fearful that they would actually crush your very spirit? These are the kinds of people that Jesus was addressing in this crowd where we've read our story today in Matthew 11. The chapter begins by dealing with the doubts John the Baptist had, wondering, "Jesus, are you really the one, the Messiah that we're waiting for?" And then it deals with the hypocrisy of religious leaders and the wickedness and unresponsiveness of some cities where Jesus had been preaching and teaching. Jesus had been surrounded by those who were weary either with their vain efforts at religion, or their equally vain struggles against sin, or their sheer struggle for survival. These are people who need to know that there truly is a place of rest, a place, or more particularly a person, Jesus, with whom they can go and they can rest from their labors of body, mind, and soul. My desire today is to tell you that there is still a place of rest for the people of God, and that Jesus Christ is his name. The place of rest is found in the person of Jesus. Bible scholar William Barclay, in his commentary on Matthew, shares a wonderful legend that says Jesus was not only a master carpenter, but he was also a master yoke maker in the Nazareth area. Legend says people came from miles around to have a custom-made yoke crafted by Jesus, the son of Joseph. The customers arrived with their team of oxen, and Jesus would spend considerable time studying the team, measuring the team, their height, the width, the space needed between them, and the sizes of their shoulders. Within a week, the team would be brought back, and he would carefully place the newly made yoke over their shoulders, checking them closely for rough places and smoothing out the edges until they fit perfectly to this particular team of oxen. I like that legend and the thought that that same master yoke maker invites you and me to come and share a custom yoke that he has for each of us. It's a yoke fashioned in love and balanced in mutual service and shared strength, because it's teamwork shared with Jesus, pulling together with all the love that we can share. That's the yoke that Jesus invites you and me to share. Do not be misled by the word easy when Jesus says, "My yoke is easy." That is basically saying it's a well-fitting yoke. It's a good match. The yoke Jesus invites us to take, the yoke that brings rest to weary souls, is the one that's made exactly to fit our lives and hearts and to hold us close alongside Jesus, who has said he will bear our burdens with us. His yoke is designed for two. He's promised to be our yoke partner, to be with us always. Running throughout Scripture from the beginning to end is the theme that God is a burden-bearing God. He's not just a Lord whom we burden, although we do, but a Lord who actually solicits our burdens when he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." He's a great load-bearing, burden-carrying partner who makes each heavy load or burden of ours more bearable. And when Jesus invites us to take his yoke and learn from him, he's inviting us to join him, to allow him to help us through the difficult places, to let him show us how to bear the load and not be crushed by it. "Take my yoke upon you," Jesus says. This phrase, yoke of the law, was familiar to the hearers. The yoke or burden of the Pharisees was more than the people could bear. Jesus' invitation was not to unbridled freedom, but rather to experience rest by accepting the yoke with him. The stole, like this one that I'm wearing today and like many ministers wear, is a sign of the yoke of Christ. Sharing in ministry together with Christ, reminding me that I'm not on my own in this work of Christ, but I'm sharing in it with Christ. So this invitation is for you and me today to let the weary and the burdened come to Jesus and find rest. Jesus implied that all humankind is in some way burdened. It might be our anxieties and fears that weigh us down. It might be our struggles with temptation or feeling overwhelmed by our responsibilities. Right now, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, I think of the burden of our loneliness and isolation, or maybe the loneliness you feel after a significant loss and the bereavement and grief that goes with that. And the burdens people have when they sense that life as they knew it has lost meaning. And above all, perhaps we struggle with the burden of our failures, our brokenness, and the guilt that often goes along with that. What a burden these things can be to us. But Jesus promises that when we follow him as a disciple, when we take his yoke upon us, that he will lift the burden, that he will give us rest, he will set us free. For he is the world's supreme burden bearer. So his invitation is to come to him, to spend time with him, to stay near him, to be yoked with him. He indeed offers to help us carry our load, to walk with us, to share our pain, our joy, our life experiences. And he's teaching us by example how to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This day, I invite you, I encourage you, I remind you of his call. Receive the mantle, the yoke, the stole of service, for it is made special by Jesus just for you. And again I say, how good of God. Alleluia. Amen.